values, core values in a marriage. What does that really look like? What do that really mean when you say values?
Yeah, we hear a lot about relationship goals and hashtag relationship goals and all sorts of media features of people who admire certain people, and they affirm their admiration for such people by saying, oh, these are the relationship goals mm-hmm. that I would like to obtain. As it connects to that of values, it's quite interesting because we realize that any type of relationship goals oftentimes is a result of or a reflection of the couple's values.
Yeah, I mean, values are very important in relationship because it sets up a perimeter for the relationship to stay in.
Absolutely. And, you know, you think about it, and I remember early on, and we've, you know, did some disclosure about mm-hmm. our relationship. Certainly as believers, we believed in God to a certain level, and some of that was reflected in our life, but as it reflected in our marriage, not to the degree that it needed to be reflected in order for us to have a healthy marriage. But, you know, earlier today, we were talking about the ideal of having core values as it relates to business, as it relates to organizations, which spill over into needing to have clarity as to what values are a person operating off of as it relates to their marriage. Because sometimes you can make the assumption that each party is operating from the same premises, and that is not always true.
No, it is not. It is not. When values are established and core values are established early in a relationship, when, quote unquote, stuff hits the fan, you have something to fall back on.
Certainly something to fall back on, but certainly it will be the parameter in which you can evaluate where you may have gotten off track. And also it can be the compass to guide you into making the necessary decisions. You know, research shows that the most successful marriages are ones in which the core values are closely in alignment. And the Bible speaks of this in a way where it says that for us not to be unequally yoked, which means that, you know, we are walking in agreement as it relates to what we believe and as it relates to our perspective. So core values are necessary because, again, as you suggested, there are going to be conflict. But the manner in which we handle those conflict will be directly, hopefully and preferably, in alignment with our values.
Yes, because, I mean, when the heated argument comes and emotions are flooding, you still want to stick to your values as far as I still want to respect my wife. I still want to respect my husband. And when it comes to profanity or slamming doors or this and that, you still want to stick to the basic cores.
Exactly, and that's so necessary because it's at our core, you know, it keeps us grounded. When our core is strong, just like, you know, you have as it relates to Pilates classes, as it relates to yoga, oftentimes these types of classes in fitness, physical fitness, there's always a thought that if you strengthen your core, if your core is strengthened, your body can certainly be able to withstand a lot of things that sometimes is just unimaginable. I've heard people who've been able to lift their own weight because their core is strengthened. So imagine that someone who's 120 pounds can actually lift 120 pounds because at their core is so strong that they're able to sustain such things. So as it relates to relationships, as it relates to our marriage, we realize that at the core of our marriage, we're believers, and with that comes an ideal of respecting and honoring one another. And as we respect and honor one another, that's something that's across the board. You know, it's not something that we can waver on, even in the heat of the moment. It's something, however, that we have to hold on to a whole lot more closely in those times. Certainly, it's easy to respect one another without conflict. But just think about it. You're in the heat of the moment, and the emotions are rushing, they're flooding your frontal cortex. It's a lot challenge, a lot more challenging to hold on to respect as a core value, but you realize that's a part of it. So you, your responses are navigated by that value. Our podcast is named Making Love Better, and we use that to cover a broad range of conversation matters as it relates to relationship, but also you think about it as it relates to in a sexual relationship. The core values, our last podcast, a lot more candid about pornography and how that manifested and how that impacted our marriage. So at our core, we realized that pornography was not something that was reflected of our values. It was something that was not beneficial for our relationship. It, a matter of fact, like caused harm. So our values began to dictate to us that we needed to seek healing because things were happening that were in direct conflict with our values as it related to our marriage. So our values, again, determines our responses to matters, but it also will determine the path that we take as it relates to managing our relationship, or even better yet, building our relationship.
So it is so good. It is so important to invest the time and effort into your marriage by strengthening your values.
Yes, and being very clear as to what those are. Mm-hmm. Certainly we use our vows as a way to make a commitment to the marriage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But our vows certainly creates a framework as to what's in, how that marriage is going to look and our commitment to one another. But we also are encouraged to even go deeper with that and to spend time talking about, you know, what is the compass that's going to guide us? You know, the compass that, you know, the thing that the most essential element of our relationship is God. God is our compass. God is what...
That's our core right there.
Yeah, it's at the core.
It's our core value right there, yes.
It's the wheel in the middle of the wheel, so to speak.
Yeah.
So that's what determines what, you know, how we will respond to things, how we would think about things. What would influence our decision to the utmost is God.
And it's very important to establish those core values early in the relationship.
Yes.
I mean, late in the relationship is not too late, but if you establish them early in the relationship, then you would have an outline or a diagram of the how the relationship should go or needs to go.
Yes. So, you know, the Bible speaks of building your home on, building a house on a solid foundation. One person built their house on the sand, whereas the other person built their house on the rock. So building a house on the rock would suggest the need to, again, having a solid foundation and having core values is something that can help assure this the strength of a foundation. So the other thing, you know, is certainly values come into play as it relates to how you handle conflict. Values come into play as it relates to how we handle finances, you know, how we handle sex, how we handle parenting our children. Having all of these things in place, the sooner the better, which also will set you up to realizing whether or not, and this is not a premarital podcast, but ideally, as you suggest, knowing it sooner versus later will give you much more clarity on whether or not this is the person for you. But however, realizing that this is a podcast that's catered towards married couples and you're already there in it, certainly it's not too late to go back to revisit. Hey, what's the premises that we operate this marriage from?
Mm-hmm.
What guides us? What influences our decision?
And definitely, this is a Making Love Better podcast, so we throw out little tidbits that's going to help you make your relationship and your love better. And one of them is strengthening your values in a relationship, because when you strengthen your values or you have the core values in your relationship, you have a healthier and happier relationship.
For sure. When you have them and when you are actually living by them and operating by them, it will make a better case for love being made better. And again, these things are needed as it relates to the relationship overall, but also as it relates to how you do sex, how you honor one another, as it relates to your decision making, as well as financing children in all of those various spheres in your marriage. So with that in mind, on today, I want to remind you to check your marriage core values.
The core values.
Have the conversation with your spouse. Take out a pen and paper or your smartphone. Take some notes and say, what's the premises do we operate? And let's cement those things down.
And that will help set the perimeters of your relationship.
I'm Dr. Lila.
And I'm Marvin.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye for now.
If this episode of Making Love Better has been a blessing, go ahead, subscribe, rate, and review. Join us in our efforts of making marriages better and better by sharing this podcast with your family and friends. And remember to visit us on our website at wholesomeintimacy.com.